Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max, you and Sherry just had your 43rd anniversary. How did you stay married that long?
I don't know.
Sure.
By the grace of God, I think, because Max is full of energy and it's really hard to keep up with him. But I want to tell you a story about our wedding. Whenever he proposed, I wanted to have a June wedding. Everyone likes June weddings. But he says, you can't get married. We can't get married in June. And I said, but why not? He says, because the elk don't rut in June. They rut in August.
In September,
so
yeah.
Our honeymoon will be hunting, bow hunting for elk and mule deer in Colorado in the mountains, and we have 3 weeks to,
season.
Go and do things.
Yeah, hunting season.
And so he calls it a hunting moon, and that's exactly what we did.
And so you went along with that?
Oh, she did. She did. She's the most beautiful bow hunter I ever saw.
Right. It was great because you said, now, honey, you know how badly I wanted that June wedding.
Well, his sister was getting married June the 21st. So his parents had two weddings, just, June and August.
Prayed for a beautiful girl that could shoot a bow and arrow and canoe and carry a backpack, and God gave me Sherry. And 40 years ago, we were up in the Rocky Mountains.
43.
Just 43, 43, yeah. Looking at God's beautiful creation, and she fell in love with God's creation on that honeymoon trip and all of his animals and all of his mountains and his rivers.
And it's worked
ever since, and she's still following me around.
Now, have you ever been back to that spot again?
Many times.
To rejuvenate it?
But we bought some property, and it's just like Colorado and Texas.
Here in Kerrville, yeah.
And the deer come up, the raccoons come at night.
Oh, you have your own deer collection.
I do. And we just have every animal, and I have rescued many animals, and the little squirrels that are fed with a bottle, they come up and eat out of your hand now.
And she doesn't let me shoot them anymore. She made up a rule. If it's named and it's
tamed,
no more
Bambi murders.
It can't be aimed.
Right. So we enjoy the animals now and feed them. And
we don't get to eat them anymore.
Well, Sherry and Max Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Roy.
Let's move on to our miracle of the week,
okay,
Max.
Okay, well, Roy, we got lots of good things that God does, and it's a joy to brag on God. And, last Sunday, I guess it was, we were at church, and a lady came up to me and was just telling me how God's really just touching her family every time she brings family members up to the cross. And this lady was Cindy Courtney, and she said, oh, my 13-year-old daughter, she went into that cross. We prayed all four plaques, which are salvation, empowerment, baptism, healing, and miracles. And she prayed, and then she looked at her hands, and the granddaughter, 13-year-old, was covered in the glory of God. Looks like glitter. And she just prayed the prayers and sincerely meant it. And so the little girl was just amazed. So anyways, I hear this from her grandmother. We go outside the church, and Cindy yells, hey, Max, here's my granddaughter. She's here at church this Sunday. So she wanted me to introduce the granddaughter to us. And so we met the granddaughter, and I said, well, is that all that true, what your grandma said? And she said, yes, sir, it was just really wonderful. And I said, well, have you seen that glory since then? And she said, well, no, sir, I hadn't. I said, would you like to? And she said, well, yes, sir, I would. And I said, Lord, would you show the family the glory again? And boom, just suddenly the whole family there was covered in the glory of God. And I took pictures of the whole family, and they all got big grins on their faces. And the truth about God and his anointing and glory, it travels. It's not locked up at the cross. It goes with everybody that loves him. And the more you testify about him, the more his presence and anointing shows up. So that was just kind of a neat little miracle that had happened first at the cross, and then just talking about it happened later at the church.
We have some special people this week, two special guests, in fact. Would you introduce those, please?
Sure. We got real special two ladies and beautiful ladies. We have Chris Seifert, and she is a trustee of the Coming King Foundation, a new trustee. She is an incredible lady, and she's also the mother of an incredible daughter that's named Debbie Massaros, that is our director there in the office at the Coming King Foundation. And we had the chance to meet Chris through her daughter, and we just fall in love with her, and of course her husband Wayne, and they've got an amazing background. And we want to ask the questions, Roy. We'd like to know, Chris, why did you have snakes in the house?
So you'll get
so you'll get to explain that to the listeners. You know, and then our other guest is Catherine Stewart, and she has an amazing testimony how God used a brochure, early brochure of the cross in another state to bring her here to Kerrville, and she's just got a wonderful testimony. And so we want to hear about them. And so, ladies, thank you for coming.
Thank you. And we welcome you.
You want to answer that question first, Chris? How'd you get snakes in the house?
Well, let me put it this way. When I married Wayne, I thought snakes were his hobby. In about 2 weeks, I was a little slow. I figured out that I was the hobby.
And what did Wayne do for a profession?
He worked at the Dallas Museum of Natural History for quite a number of years.
And he
was a curator of reptiles and amphibians and lower vertebrates.
So you had snakes in your family.
And Debbie grew up with us.
That's what she told us. You'd open a drawer and there was a snake, you know?
Well, not quite that bad, but she lost a couple of guinea pig pets. So,
oh, she did? wonderful. Well, go ahead, Roy. Oh, okay. Catherine, go ahead and tell us about you a little bit.
I'm a retired medical transcriptionist of about 17 years, and I really enjoyed that. And after retiring, I really took advantage of the time to spend the time with the Lord, get to know the Lord better. And I'm excited about telling you what the Lord did for me through that brochure.
Okay.
And how did you, let's start with you first, how did you two ladies meet?
Well, let's see. It's kind of the cart before the horse.
A little closer to the mic.
Okay, there we go. When I came to Kerrville, I too was retired at that point, and my calling for years has been inner healing of the soul. Brokenness that happens to all of us, bad things, painful things that happen, and they cause barriers of distrust, etc., and that's a barrier between us and God. So the Lord invited me to participate in a class called The Journey to be a facilitator with another friend and help broken women through the Christian Women's Job Corps become comfortable with their past, release their bitterness, trust the Lord more, forgive those who had abused them, and move on with their lives. So that's what I do even now.
And that's how you met Catherine?
Yes, that's how we met. Chris was one facilitator in this class, and I was actually under the tutelage of another facilitator. And Chris and I began to get closer after this course of 2 years. 2 years, one night a week, and four, if you want to call it, semesters. And I was there for every class. I had to go out of town one time, and I made that class up. But for 2 years, I just...
That's quite a commitment.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a commitment. But the Lord called each one of us ladies at this time, because Chris teaches the ladies, and her husband sometimes does that for the men. But each one of us was called of the Lord to this class, and I just know how I benefited from it.
Chris, tell us how the garden has affected your life.
It's an odd question for me to answer because it's still much a work in progress.
Well, I should say, how is it affecting your life?
Affecting my life.
Meaning it's an ongoing thing.
Right, right. First of all,
I don't write this stuff.
Every time I go up there, or every time I bring an out-of-town guest, and we do get lots of guests because we live in the Texas Hill Country, something wonderful happens. I'm now, as a trustee, I'm now also a prayer chaplain with other visitors as I'm up there.
And tell people what that is. What is that?
Well, that means that, okay, first of all, you should know that the Cross and the Coming King Foundation is all a very much a nonprofit.
501c3.
Dependent on a great number of volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so the tour guide prayer chaplains volunteer whatever flexible time they have. They go up to the Cross, they greet visitors, hand out literature, but most importantly, they pray with folks who are not, we're not badgering anybody, give me your ear.
The way they know who you are is how?
I wear a name tag.
You have a name tag, but what else?
I pray.
And you have a red
apron. And I have a big red apron.
That's how everybody knows who you are.
Yes, a servant's
apron. So if you go
apron.
Up to the Cross and you see the red aprons around, these are people that have been sanctioned by the
Coming King Foundation.
Coming King Foundation right. as being okay
right.
people.
Right. We've had a certain amount of training. We've had clearance, if you will. Mm-hmm.
Right. But agreement really is what it is. Let's all agree on the gospel.
But I was going to say it's one more most important thing, and that is we pray. And we say, Lord, today, tell me when to go. Tell me who to speak to. Show me what to say.
So when you show up there, you're not by yourself. God sent you.
Never by ourselves. If we did it on our own, it wouldn't be any good whatsoever.
Catherine, let's go to you. I heard you have an amazing story about the garden.
Yes, I do believe it's amazing. I was at a time in my life when I could not really bear the pain from my childhood and from a very disastrous and destructive marriage. And I happened to be in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and I knew the Lord wanted me to move somewhere, but the Lord was not telling me where He wanted me to go. And the door in Lake Charles was closing very quickly. And so I was driving down the road in Lake Charles, and I saw this ice cream shop. And I thought, I'm going to have a little pity ice cream, you know, just to try to pick myself up.
I have that all the time. Yeah, that's why I look like I do. A lot of pity.
Well, I walked in, and on the counter at the ice cream shop was a little stand that said, would you like prayer today? And I thought, well, this is an open door for me. So I asked her for prayer, the young lady behind the counter, and she prayed for me, and she said, have you ever considered this? And she reached over, and she picked up a brochure out of this plastic container, and showed me the cross, and it says the empty cross in Kerrville. And I looked at it, and right through my heart, the Holy Spirit put this beautiful arrow that said, this is where I want you to go. And I was so excited and so happy. So I got direction from the Lord and ice cream. So I was very happy, and within a week, I moved to Kerrville.
Just
completely
like that.
Moved to Kerrville, yes.
Well, do you have any last words for our listeners?
Yes, I would like to say that the Lord will lead you and guide you if you will just give Him an ear.
And Chris, would you like to share any last words with our listeners?
And we're going to have you back next week, right. You guys.
Okay. But, so these aren't our last words. These are almost the last words.
Okay, my semi-last words are, God is so faithful. And I would say I'm just an average person, but I love to say yes to him. So my involvement in that class was just obedience. And yet it changes lives because he changes lives.
Max?
Yeah, just if y'all have heard this testimony a little bit, you got a lady that's in another state that's having a tough time, and she's crying out to God and asking a question, and she decides to get an urge for an ice cream, and she goes into the place, and the person hands you a brochure about the empty cross.
It was
and,
all God.
And God speaks, and you move to Kerrville because of that brochure that you got at some place in Louisiana.
Yes.
And then you go to a class, and you meet Chris.
Yes.
And God has built you a new life right here in Kerrville via the ice cream and the empty cross.
What a story.
And he's not done.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not done.
So we're going to hear more about that next week from you two.
Thank you.
Max, we've got great things going on at the cross, a lot of construction going on, things are still growing, but we need money for that to continue, and it's all paid for. The cross is all paid for, 100% debt-free. So how do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, we would like to have real restrooms. We've been building this garden without debt. We're trusting the Lord. We're using volunteers. It's 501c3 nonprofit. But we would like real flushing bathrooms.
Especially
the
ladies.
So that's the next on the priority.
The ladies up there would like the regular
restrooms. And so if anybody would like to donate the bathrooms, we'll name them after you. And but we appreciate your support. And the website, if you'd like to make a tax-deductible gift, is www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. And even if you can't give, if you would pray for us, and you can go to the internet and get your own tour right on the website.
Also, your sculptors are all over the world, and you have sculptors, I think, and little things from $4 to a lot of money.
Yeah, that's right. And we appreciate it if you'd buy some, because we can eat some beans and rice with
and
the
how do people get in
squirrels
touch with
and stuff we run over on the road.
More information about your sculptors. How do they do that?
Yes, it's at our own website, www.maxgreinerart.com, maxgreinerart.com, and it's spelled G-R-E-I-N-E-R.
Well, thank all of you for joining us this week on the Cross in Kerrville Show.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, Sherry here with some more comments. The first one comes from Kathy Adams from Odessa, Texas. The garden is my favorite place away from home. We have to go to the cross always. I have been there more than 10 times. Usually I bring friends and stay in the area for a few days in Kerrville, Hunt, or Fredericksburg. The garden is the first place we stop. Always. When we are just passing through Kerrville, we always stop at the garden on the way down and on the way back home. We love it. This next one is Max and Sherry, thank you for the lovely dinner last evening. It was so much fun to visit with the two of you and to pick up right where we left off. Seeing what God has done through the two of you brings him great glory. It is amazing to think of all the incredible witness it leaves. If he decides to return to take us home, would be a display of his love. And this was sent in from Christ Central, Aiken, South Carolina, and it was Barbara Franklin. Oh my, that angel recorder is being kept very busy recording these glory stories. Very encouraging. From Christ Central, Aiken, South Carolina. And let's see, the next one is from Sandra Donnelly in Live Oak, Texas. Saw this wonderful garden to God, Jesus, on TV. Had to visit. Thank you for all your efforts and money spent for us to enjoy. From a Christian born again in 2002, Sandra Donnelly. And let's see. Janice Harvey from Marion, Texas left a quote and said, prayer request answered from last April. Grandson Samuel got saved. And thank you for your kingdom work, Alton and Nawanda Fuller. And that's all for today. And please visit and be with us next week.
Thanks, Sherry.
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.